DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of the coming week's radio highlights, compiled by Leslie and read by Gilly. And we start with programmes that are broadcast at the same time each day from Monday. The book of the week is The Fire in the Mountain, Sicily, Etna and Her People by Helen Attlee. It combines travel writing with history, mythology, geology, gastronomy and horticulture to explore the lives of people living in the shadow of Mount Etna. It's on Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m, repeated at 12:30 a.m. Human Intelligence is a new 10-part series which explores stories that celebrate the human mind by showing how people came up with brilliant ideas, beginning with ancient Roman statesman Cicero, on Radio 4 at 1:45 p.m. Composer of the Week features Felix Mendelssohn. Kate Mollison follows the composer's journeys across Europe, revealing how family ambition, artistic mentorship, and the lure of distant horizons helped shape one of the most gifted musical minds of the 19th century. On Radio 3 at 4 p.m. Book at Bedtime is Mr. Sidhu's Post Office by Aman Brar. A postmaster is torn between an ordered life and a future of new possibilities when he gets a second chance at love. In 10 parts at 10:45 p.m. on Radio 4. Back to Saturday, the 15th of August. In this week's Key Changes, Radio 3's Essential History of Classical Music, Gillian Moore is joined by historian Sir Simon Sharma to rewind to 1807 to explore the impact of Beethoven's Razumovsky quartets, which were longer, more complex and more adventurous than any that had come before, at 1 p.m. on Radio 3. Fork in the Road, Cherie on Top is an alternative history comedy drama, imagining what might have happened if Cherie Blair had won the Labour seat in Sedgefield at the 1983 general election instead of her husband Tony, and she becomes the nation's second female Prime Minister, at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Continuing this year's BBC Proms, in tonight's concert live from the Royal Albert Hall, Sir Antonio Pappano conducts the BBC Symphony Chorus and the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra in Berlioz's Requiem, premiered in 1807 and featuring more than 400 performers. The work is a colossal statement of faith, fear and hope, at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. On to Sunday, 16th of August. The Colours in Sound with Caroline Shaw is a new 3-part series. In the first programme, A Rainbow in Tones, the presenter explores how composers use paintbrushes to draw light to hidden qualities within tones, at 3 p.m. on Radio 3. In the Grand North Atlantic Home Video Archive, author Seamus O'Reilly and his siblings unravel their father's archive of hundreds of films and other material recorded off television. It is a snapshot of Northern Ireland in the late 1980s, but also provides a trove of personal shared memories, at 7:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Repeated at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. In tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, Vasily Petronko conducts the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in works by Webern and Walton, plus Elgar's cello concerto, with Spanish cellist Pablo Ferrandez in his Prom's premiere, at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. Now, Monday 17th of August. The Great Crime Mystery is a new three-part series in which former BBC Home Editor Mark Easton examines the huge fall in both violent crime and property crime in Britain over the past 30 years. It is a phenomenon, he says, which has been routinely ignored, dismissed, or denied, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, and signs that the decrease is slowing underline the need to understand what happened in the past. At 9 a.m. on Radio 4, repeated at 9 p.m. Prom Nights on Radio 2 is the first of a five-night showcase of non-classical genres that have featured in this season's proms. Stuart McConey hosts a celebration of progressive rock most associated with 1960s and 70s acts such as Yes, Genesis, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and the Moody Blues, at 7 p.m. on Radio 2. In the first of four Poetry Please programmes, Roger McGough talks to poet Jacob Holly about his choices from the Poetry Please request database, at 11:30 on Radio 4. Next, Tuesday, 18th of August. If you fancy a jolly good bit of fun, try the afternoon drama No Prime Minister, inspired by a real-life event. In 1984, actor Paul Eddington and the cast of TV's Yes Minister are cajoled into performing a comedy sketch with Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. In The Deadliest Book in England, Susie Dent investigates William Tyndale's New Testament translation of 1526. It brought Bible stories into everyday language, but it also caused a political storm and made its author a fugitive. At 4 p.m. on Radio 4, repeated Sunday at 8 p.m. Saving Young Men from Murder, The Homeboy Story, follows an investigation by Dr. Gwen Adshead, presenter of the 2024 series of Wreath Lectures entitled Four Questions About Violence. The psychiatrist visits Homeboy Industries in Los Angeles, the largest center for gang rehabilitation in the world, and asks if something similar could work in the UK. At 8 p.m. on Radio 4, repeated Wednesday at 11 a.m. And don't forget In Touch. News, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted. At 8:40 p.m. on Radio 4. On to Wednesday, 19th of August. The Q is a 2022 archive on 4 documentary, inspired by The Q, which saw hundreds of thousands of mourners lining the streets of London to see the lying in state of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Presenter Mark Thomas learns about the history of queuing and why the British claim to be so good at it. On Radio 4 Extra, at 10 a.m, repeated at 4 p.m. and 12 midnight. In All Under One Magnetosphere, five natural radio enthusiasts venture beyond the electromagnetic pollution of the city, using simple homemade equipment to tune into the Earth's natural static from sources such as solar storms and bursts of lightning, and reveal a rich, textured soundscape that has rarely been heard. At 3:30 p.m. on Radio 4, repeated Friday at 11:30 p.m. Tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, features the Glyndebourne Festival Opera in a semi-staged performance of Ariadne auf Naxos, Strauss's opera within an opera, which has wowed many critics this summer, at 7 p.m. on Radio 3. Now for Thursday, the 20th of August. A new 18-part series of This Cultural Life begins with Sebastian Fawkes, author of Birdsong, The Girl at the Lion d'Or, and Charlotte Gray, talking about his influences and formative cultural experiences at 11 a.m. on Radio 4. The afternoon drama is The Observer's Book. After the sudden death of her friend Joe, artist Misha persuades her lifelong friend Grace to accompany her to his remote country cottage to sort his belongings at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. This is followed by the first in a new 7-part series of Open Country. At the Ancient Technology Centre in Dorset, with its unique collection of archaeologically accurate reconstructions of ancient buildings from different time periods, Martha Kearney learns ancient skills like forging a knife, flint knapping, and making fire with flint at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, is a centenary tribute to jazz giant Miles Davis, with the BBC Concerts Orchestra and soloists, including American trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri. Lastly, we come to Friday, 21st of August. In this week's edition of the food programme, entitled Fork and Knife, Jimmy Famurewa explores how the way we eat shapes ideas of identity, belonging and culture. From the arrival of the fork in Europe to the Nigerian tradition of eating with your hands, Chinese chopsticks and the formal rituals of the British dinner table, he uncovers some surprising stories about how we consume food. At 11 a.m. on Radio 4, repeated Saturday at 10:15 p.m. In the documentary Heart and Soul, Isabel Cockerell is in Rome, where she speaks to a Catholic priest and a tech entrepreneur about the impact AI might have on humanity's spiritual yearnings. Could the most far-reaching philosophical debate of the 21st century boil down to whether the Catholic Church can influence the most disruptive technology of our time? On BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Finally, tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, features the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra in a programme that includes Haydn's Farewell Symphony, and culminating in Mahler's great vocal and orchestral work, Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, at 7 p.m. on Radio 3. Happy listening.
TNS Soundings.